Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
This is Krista Hansen, one of your hosts for Pedaling the Pueblo. With me in the studio is Tara Alcantara, owner of Homegrown Mountain Bike Tours and founding officer of Tucson Off-Road Cyclists and Activists, TORCA. Tara, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Krista. Happy to be here.
So I recently had Tara as a mountain bike instructor through Homegrown Ladies Skills Clinic on Mount Lemmon, and I was quickly impressed by her knowledge of and passion for riding fast down big mountains and over rough terrain. Tara, can you just tell us how you even got into mountain biking?
I started mountain biking 23 years ago in Boise, Idaho, which is where I'm from. And I remember my first ride, I literally had to stop and throw up after 20 minutes of climbing up this winding single track. And I was about ready to bail when the terrain flattened out and turned into more of a downhill section. And I absolutely fell in love with just ripping downhill on single track, going fast through the tight turns and avoiding the obstacles. From then on out, I was addicted to mountain biking.
So what motivated you to start TORCA and Homegrown?
My husband, who I actually taught how to mountain bike many years ago, he's the president of TORCA. He's a salesman by trade and just kind of a promoter by nature. And he'd always had this vision of Tucson as a mountain bike destination. And the desert trails are great and they attract tons of riders, but there's this hidden gem in the middle of our city that juts up to over 10,000 feet called Mount Lemmon. And it offers some of the wildest, most backcountry fun mountain biking anywhere. And the trails are not necessarily purpose-built, meaning they were never designed for mountain bikers. So they require a lot of maintenance and repair. We founded TORCA to kind of be the workhorses of the mountain bike community. We've logged several thousand hours of volunteer trail work. And Homegrown was sort of a natural extension of our efforts with TORCA. The Mount Lemmon trails require a very capable bike, and all our rental bikes are carbon and full suspension. Many of the rides on Mount Lemmon are also difficult to coordinate logistically, so we do shuttle services, and also route finding can be challenging in the backcountry, so we offer guiding services as well.
Can you describe what this type of riding requires both physically and mentally?
The risk tends to be greater than other disciplines of riding, so these folks are usually motivated by adrenaline and the experience of the ride rather than training or logging miles. We like to say, we don't log miles, we log smiles.
It seems like it's not always as common to see women in mountain biking and downhill riding.
I think that that's changing. And once women have the confidence, they see other women riding this type of terrain and they see how fun it is, I think that you're going to see a lot more women getting into this discipline of riding.
So tell me about TORCA's upcoming event, the Pechanga. I hear it's a party in the mountains.
This is our fourth annual Pechanga. It started with an event called the Poker Ride, but it's really morphed into an entire festival. We now have almost 10 manufacturers that show up every year with their whole fleet of demo bikes. So it's a good opportunity for those that are new to the sport, maybe thinking about buying a new bike to ride as many bikes as they want before they make a purchase. There's also a Funduro, which is kind of a play on an Enduro, which is a pretty popular mountain bike race that consists of timed stages. So this is a play on that. The most average timed rider wins.
And when is the event?
It's October 21st through the 23rd. You do need to make a reservation, and you can visit TORCA's website at www.torca.org for all the information that you need.
Thank you so much for coming in the studio today, Tara. And for more Pedaling the Pueblo shows, check us out on kxci.org.
Thanks, Krista.